Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 410 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I don't know whether it was blood or not. It looked like blood. R.M. Lassiter, sworn for the state. I am a city policeman. On Sunday morning, April 27th, I found a parasol in the bottom of the elevator shaft. It was lying about the center of the shaft. I also found a ball of rope twine, small wrapping twine, and also something that looked like a person's stool. Cross-examination. I noticed evidence of dragging from the elevator in the basement. As I passed the rear door at 12 o'clock, the door was closed. The umbrella was not crushed. I found it between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. The elevator comes down there and hits the ground plump at the bottom of the basement. Redirect examination. I don't know whether the elevator shaft has a cement bottom or not. There is a whole lot of trash at the bottom. L.O. Grice, sworn for the state. My name is L.O. Grice. I was at the National Pencil Company's place on Sunday morning, April 27th. A small-sized man, defendant here, attracted my attention on account of his nervousness. Cross-examination. I was called as a witness in this case 1 week after it started. I told some of my friends about Mr. Frank's nervousness, and they advised me to go to Dorsey. I never knew Mr. Frank before. When we were told how the little child was murdered, it excited me some. Redirect examination. I don't recall trembling any. I am pretty sure I didn't, because my friend that I went to Opelika with that morning suggested that I was trembling when I went through there, and I...